Introduction to Safeguarding Adults, Level 1. In this Introduction to Safeguarding Adults, Level 1 training course, you will learn about your responsibilities for safeguarding adults who require care and support. You will be taught about the relevant safeguarding laws and the significance of safeguarding training for anyone who works with vulnerable adults. You will also learn about the safeguarding process and how to respond to, report, and record any concerns. You will also learn about what happens after a referral is made, and the most common obstacles that can prevent those involved from speaking up. Lastly, you will learn about the various stages that follow the referral, some of the potential outcomes of the inquiry process, and what the local authority's adult safeguarding team does next. Bullet developed by professionals in health and safety. Bullet CPD accredited. Bullet skills for health accredited and skills for care endorsed training provider. Bullet complete audio voiceover. Bullet the course is designed to suit your study schedule. Bullet A certificate is sent out the next day after completion. Who ought to take this course? Anyone who works with adults who are at risk would benefit from taking this course. The target audience to attend the course includes Bullet hospital personnel, such as physicians, nurses, and healthcare assistants. Bullet caregivers, whether in old age homes, care homes, orphanage centers, or at home. Bullet workers in private healthcare. Bullet people who work in educational establishments, polices, correctional services, and adult education centers, etc. This course is appropriate for workers of all levels and does not require any prior knowledge. If you want more advanced training, we also offer an Advanced Safeguarding Adults, Level 2 course. Certification. The CPD Certification Service has granted accreditation to all of our courses for meeting the widely accepted CPD guidelines. After successfully completing the course, you will receive a Quality Assurance Certificate immediately. This can be used as evidence of study during an audit and compliance review. There is no expiration date on this certificate. However, according to industry best practices, this training should be renewed every 3 years. The suggested renewal date will be printed on your certificate by us. Course content. Module 1. Bullet description of adult safeguarding. Description. Bullet definition of safeguarding. Bullet key safeguarding principles. Bullet who is considered an adult at risk, and safeguarding legislation. Module 2. Understanding the variety forms of abuse. Description. 10 different forms of abuse. Bullet who is the perpetrator. Bullet additional safety concerns and external support. Module 3. Bullet how to respond to concerns and disclosures. Description. Bullet safeguarding concerns and disclosures. Bullet the appropriate format for records. Bullet the recording process. Bullet barriers to speaking out and whistleblowing. Bullet the appropriate response. Module 4. Bullet understanding what comes next. Description. Bullet what follows through a referral. Bullet receiving a response. Bullet next step to follow. Bullet potential outcomes and disclosure process. The course's objectives by the end, you will Bullet recognize your responsibilities for protecting adults at risk and what safeguarding entails. Bullet recognize the significance of providing training on safeguarding adults to all employees of your company. Bullet be aware of the factors that make it more likely that an adult will be hurt. Bullet be aware of the various types of abuse and the potential warning signs that are associated with each. Bullet recognize how to appropriately respond to a needy adult's disclosure and what to do next. Bullet be aware of the safeguarding procedure and what transpires following a referral. Assessments. On successful completion of the online studies, an assessment with 20 questions will follow. The expected score by every student to achieve certification is 80%. Every student that achieve the mark or more will be presented with the certificate of achievement. The results are automated, you immediately know if you have passed or did not make the mark. Don't worry if you don't pass. There is no cost associated with retaking the test more than once. The course helps you to understand your responsibilities for safeguarding adults in need. Introduction to Safeguarding Adults training course includes Bullet recognize and respond to abuse. Bullet the relevant safeguarding laws. Bullet the significance of safeguarding training in relation to anyone working with adults who require care and support. Bullet the safeguarding process. Bullet appropriate response to reports and recording concerns. Bullet what happens after a referral is made. Bullet the common obstacles that prevent victims from speaking out. Course content. Module 1. Introduction to Adult Safeguarding. This module discusses the 6 key principles and defines safeguarding, the importance and why it is important. It also explains who is thought to be an adult at risk and the relevant safeguarding laws, like the CARE Act 2014. Bullet what is protection? Bullet important safeguarding principles. Bullet who is considered an adult at risk? Bullet legislation to protect vulnerable people. Module 2. Understanding different forms of abuse. This section discusses the various forms of abuse and various situations in which they can occur. Additionally, it distinguishes the perpetrators of abuse and the warning signs that describes abuse. Bullet the 10 forms of abuse. Bullet who is a perpetrator. Bullet safeguarding concerns. Bullet external support. Module 3. Responding to concerns and disclosures. The module examines the various ways in which concerns and disclosures can arise, and the appropriate response to records and reporting. Additionally, the module discusses the typical obstacles that may prevent those involved from speaking out. Bullet how to respond. Bullet recording concerns and disclosures. Bullet the reporting procedure. Bullet barriers to speaking out. Bullet whistleblowing. Module 4. Understanding what follows through a referral. The module examines what comes after the referral is received by the adult safeguarding team of the local authority, the various procedural stages, and the possible outcomes of the inquiry process. Bullet how is the referral handled? Bullet getting a response. Bullet the next steps. Bullet potential outcomes. Bullet the closing process. Aims of the training: by the end of this course, you will bullet recognize your responsibilities for protecting adults at risk and what safeguarding entails. Bullet recognize the significance of providing training on safeguarding adults to all employees of your company. Bullet be aware of the factors that make it more likely that an adult will be hurt. Bullet be aware of the various types of abuse and the potential warning signs that are associated with each. Bullet recognize how to appropriately respond to a needy adult's disclosure and what to do next. Bullet be aware of the safeguarding procedure and what transpires following a referral.